is Shivers.
For Shivers.
Yay!
We did it.
We did it. So we're just going to do kind of an update today, not like a full-blown episode, because it's been kind of a while and we miss y'all.
It has been a really long time. I don't even know when our last episode was. It was like mid-March, end of March?
It was like mid-March because it came out like right when this all started.
Yeah.
And the
first stay-at-home order was like March 15th, I think.
Yeah, because my day job, I work at a school, and we got canceled on like a Thursday. And I think that week we had an episode come out on Tuesday, and we were going to record the week after, but the public library closed. And y'all know that we recorded our public library.
Yep.
So it's nice to be able to record from home. But public libraries are funded based on foot traffic, so not being able to record there. And, you know, the thought of maybe not returning there to record is kind of a bummer because the libraries depend on people using the facilities.
So. Yeah, absolutely. No, I know. Total bummer. I think it's more convenient to record from home, but it's nicer to be able to support a local library and go there. Mm-hmm.
So, but the library has been doing a lot of online things. So if you have not been utilizing your own local library during the various phases of shutdown, check out and see what resources they have available online, because it's probably more than you realize.
Yeah. I know where we record, they're doing like curbside pickup. Like you can order online and then pick up and go.
Right. They're doing curbside pickup. They're not charging late fees. And their online resources are all available from home. So there's a service called Lynda, which is similar to Skillshare, if you've heard of that. So you could utilize Lynda to learn new skills.
Listen, Lynda. I love that.
I have not utilized those services because I've been very busy.
Very busy.
Shut down. So what I've been doing for the last 3 months is that my normal day job got canceled. Like it was the first thing in Ohio that made me realize that things were headed in this direction because I worked in a school. Fortunately, I have an opportunity to work also for a local hospital. So I transitioned into that role and I did that until May 2nd. So while I was doing that, I also was navigating the literal nightmare that is nursing school online. So our school took forever to decide what they were going to do about our clinicals. The teachers aren't experienced with like online assignments, like receiving them, grading them, things like that. It was total bananas trying to get that all sorted. And then May 2nd, I was given the opportunity to take my seasonal layoff early because my normal job is at a school and I work in the summertime. So I took that opportunity.
Yeah.
So I was laid off starting on May 2nd so I could focus on school. I finished nursing school like the second week of May and went directly into studying for my NCLEX, which I passed last week. And now I'm just sitting around waiting to start my new job. So
yes, that's super exciting.
So yeah, I've been really busy during this whole thing. And now I've kind of reached a lull, which is very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing?
I have not been as busy, but I have been. So I'm a recruiter and I've been working from home since the first stay at home order in Ohio, which was March 15th. So I'm actually here in my home office right now. It's a really boring space.
I'm at my dining table, which is a really boring space, but it's where we put our cool art. So.
Oh, yay. I have lots of books behind me.
Mm.
I'm one of those people that buys a million books and thinks they'll read them all, but they don't. So we've been kind of like up and down when it comes to like being busy and not. So it's been like a roller coaster for me. Like I would start to like climb and get really busy, and then I'd fill orders and then none would come in. And so it was like peaks and valleys all over the last couple months.
Yeah.
But in April I celebrated a birthday in quarantine. So that was not fun because it was boring.
We celebrated a birthday for my husband also in April.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Quarantine birthdays, it kind of sucks. I feel like we need to like have a do-over like later this year when everything reopens. It was just really boring.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mother's Day. I couldn't really celebrate Mother's Day with my family either because my oldest niece, she works at a nursing home and someone there tested positive for the virus. Mm-hmm. Literally like 3 days before Mother's Day. So my mom was like, no, I want her to quarantine herself for 2 weeks to make sure she doesn't have it. So we're going to postpone Mother's Day. So that sucked. We had to postpone that. But then I did go on vacation last week. So that was exciting. More places were open than I thought would be open. We went to the Outer Banks, stayed in Corolla, North Carolina. It was fun. I got to do pretty much everything that I had wanted to do on that vacation. So I got to do like a wild horse tour. I did a ghost tour, which I'll talk about in a little bit.
Yay.
But I'm not an ocean person. I'm not really a beach person. So I spent probably all of an hour and a half maybe sitting at the beach one day and that was it.
I really like the beach, but I get sunburned really easily.
Yeah, me too.
So,
Even with
sunscreen, I can't stay outside all day, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like but I'm very touristy. Like I would rather go do something than sit at the beach all day anyway. But I don't go in the water because my hair is colored and I don't want to like put like chlorine or anything in it from a pool. And I'm just scared to death of the ocean. So I don't get in past my ankles. But I bought SPF 70 and I got burned within like an hour of that. And I started to break out in like sunspots, a rash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I had to go to the store and buy SPF 100. And then after that, I was like, I don't really want to go out into the sun the rest of the week. So I'm going to be a vampire. I'll be inside during the day and we can go out at night.
I think that because we are like horror enthusiasts, I think that people assume that we choose these like vampire and ghosty personas just because we like scary stuff. But like literally the natural lighting from Andy's window is blowing out her complexion and she looks like sheet white. Yeah. And we just are very pale. We live in Ohio. We don't have a lot of sunshine here if you take into account the whole year. Yeah. And I prefer working night shift. So a lot of the times during the summer when it's sunny outside, I'm sleeping in the daytime.
Yeah. This is just our lot in life. Like everything just kind of falls in line.
Yep. And I really do like to do things outside, but if I'm going to be spending time outside, I need to plan for it and like wear a hat. I have this like t-shirt weight, like long sleeve zip up that I'll put on. And like, I've worn it like when it's like 90 degrees in the mountains because I just can't get any more sun on my skin.
It's ridiculous. And I'm like, it's just not fun for me to be in the sun because I break out in the rash and I itch. I only burn. I cannot tan.
Do you have light eyes?
Yeah, I'm blue eyes. Yeah.
Right. So I also have light eyes, which make our eyes more sensitive to bright light, which means that it's harder to see in the bright light outside.
Yep. I'm constantly squinting in the sun. Even sunglasses don't cut it for me. And I have prescription sunglasses.
Me too. It triggers my migraines to be in the sun for too long.
Sure does.
But I do like to do outdoorsy stuff. I love to like go kayaking and hiking. I just have to be careful about how much time I spend outside in a day. Like I would love to spend like an 18-hour day in a kayak, but I would be sick from the sunshine.
No, the sun, it like takes so much out of me too. Like if I'm out there for like even like a half hour of the sun exposure, like constant sun exposure, I'm ready for bed. Like it makes me tired. It makes me super sleepy. I just I can't do it. And I hate wearing sunscreen because it just makes you feel like a grease ball. Mm-hmm. And like your skin is just sticky and everything just sticks to you. Your clothes stick to you, gets all over.
And it's uncomfortable. Smells.
Yeah. And it's uncomfortable. And I'd prefer not to. But yeah. So I haven't really been up to much other than a few of those things.
Yeah. I have had a couple family get togethers. And it seems like more and more people have decided that coronavirus is canceled because everything else is getting so bad. We've seen more people lately, but not nearly as much. And I've been thriving. I gotta say, as an introvert, I'm not bothered. It was really nice to see my family on the days that I did, but I came home literally exhausted. Because I just wasn't prepared for the social interaction.
I don't know. I think I'm an introvert, but I'm one of the like ambidextrous introverts. Like I'm an intro extrovert. Like I love having my quiet time away to read or recharge my batteries, but I'm also very family and friend oriented. So being away from everyone that I love so much for so long, it kind of got to me. I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't care if we social distance in the driveway. You stay 6 feet away from me. We'll wear masks, whatever you want to do. I don't care. Make yourself feel comfortable. But I have to see people.
Yeah.
Like, I just had to.
It just makes me tired. Like, I miss people and I want to spend time with them. But I have to rebuild my tolerance to social things. Because, I mean, like, I would come home and be like, I need a nap and then I'm going to go to bed an hour after that. Got to recharge big time.
Yeah.
So, but my pets have been thrilled that
home. Mine too.
Our dog is getting very good at her one trick that she knows, which is actually like been like a little fitness journey for her, and her hip doesn't hurt anymore because she strengthened her leg muscles so much.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, it's been nice. I haven't done very many exciting spooky things.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard when you have to stay home and you live in a 700 square foot apartment. I've exhausted the good movies available to me on Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. I have paid to see almost every horror movie that actually came out this year, which is very few. I got halfway through reading a book. The Outsider by Stephen King. I got halfway through it and then realized I needed to buckle down on NCLEX studying. And knowing me, it'll probably take me like 3 years to get back to it.
Oh.
It's just so thick. His books are so long.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, I mean, he writes like it'll take you like a decade to read.
Yeah. It was a nice combination of true crime and creepy stuff. So it was like right up my alley, but it just really was like very, very long. I invested a lot of time and only got halfway. And then I was like, I gotta stop to do this.
Yeah.
Priorities. And as far as movies go, a lot of the movies I've watched weren't great. I watched a movie called Baskin. It's a Turkish film.
It's not that bitch, Carol Baskin?
It's not that bitch, Carol Baskin. and it was pretty good. I actually want to do an episode on it in the future because a lot of the themes and imagery were based on Turkish like lore and religious belief. So I think that would be a good cultural angle to look at in the future. What else have I seen? What have you, while I try to look through this list and see if there was anything worth mentioning, what creepy stuff have you done?
Let's see. What We Do in the Shadows, the new season came out. So I've been watching all of those episodes and I absolutely love that show. No surprise. Yeah. Laszlo is my absolute favorite. so that show, and it's like in the middle of it right now. So it's still going on. And then what else? I watched some other movie, I think, but I can't remember the name of it. I think it was a horror movie, but I did the ghost tour on Roanoke Island. In the Outer Banks, yeah. And if you recall from history, Roanoke in 1587, English settlers came to the island to settle there. And then within 3 years, they had disappeared, mysteriously vanished. They're debating, like, what happened to them, where did they go, but there it's still an unsolved mystery as to where the 117 first English settlers to Roanoke Island went. I have my own theory on that. But then also, if you recall, back in, I don't even know what season it was, maybe season 5 of American Horror Story, it was Roanoke.
I think it was three or four seasons ago.
Yes, yeah. It was... They were on Roanoke Island.
That was the one that was like, wasn't it like a reality show?
Yeah, they were sent. Yeah, they were sent there to film a reality show, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah. I liked that season.
I did too, actually.
Yeah, I feel like the general consensus was pretty poor, but I was probably one of my favorites.
Same. Like I haven't watched every season of American Horror Story because I can't get down with some of them. Like this past season, the 1984 one is just a complete ripoff of the Friday the 13th franchise. And I know I've mentioned that before, but mm-hmm. I couldn't because it was just totally rehashing that. And I didn't think it was that original, but the Roanoke episodes I thought were really good. And that was honestly probably my favorite season. So it was really cool to actually be on Roanoke Island and hear the local lore and legends mm-hmm. and everything and take that ghost tour. Some of the stuff was closed for COVID, so we couldn't go into certain buildings, which kind of put a damper on things a little bit because it shortened the tour. But still, our tour guide was awesome, and it was fun to learn about the history and everything. And then from a movie perspective, I actually watched a movie last night that caught my eye from 2012, and it was so cheesy. Vamps, have you seen it with Alicia Silverstone and Kristen Ritter?
No,
it was so cheesy, like cheese fest, Jesus. But I didn't hate it. It's not spooky, it's not scary, but it's these two vampire girls, and they're basically like vegetarian vampires because they only live on animal blood. Yeah, and it's just. I don't know. It's cheesy. It's more like kind of like a love story than anything. But I absolutely love Kristen Ritter. She's like my goth princess. I love her. She was also in the Can't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah.
And she's also the main star in Jessica Jones,
mm-hmm.
the Marvel series on, I think, Amazon Prime. She's awesome. I absolutely love her. So I was like, I'm going to watch this, give it a shot. I would definitely give it like a 2 out of 5. It was kind of silly. And the graphics were just bad. But like, it's okay for kids. Like if kids want to watch it, it's not too bad. There's not gore, but there's a little bit of blood here and there. It's a vampire movie, but
yeah,
it's not like nothing that's going to like traumatize anyone. And it's not scary.
Cool. Okay. So we have been very slowly watching Are You Afraid of the Dark with my son, the Ooh. Original series. We bought the seasons, so I have to catch him when he's in the right mood, and usually we can get through like 2 episodes. A lot of the time after we do that, he'll be like, Mom, it's so 90s.
And I'm like, it is
and it's amazing. Yeah. It was a simpler time. So that's been a lot of fun, especially, you know, every once in a while an episode will start and I'll be like, I remember this one. And I listen to a podcast that goes through and like critiques every single episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark? It's called Up All Night. I think we've talked about it on the show before. Mm-hmm. So some of them I'm like, oh, I think I remember listening to the episode about this. But some of them, they get started and I'm like, I remember everything about this episode. It's so good.
That's funny.
And it's funny because my son gets scared easily. And so I'm really trying to get him into horror, but, you know, he doesn't want to be scared. Aww. So it's tough. But a lot of times we finish and I'm like, was it scary? And he's like, no, Mom, it's so old. Oh, speaking of old stuff. I also watched the first 3 Scream movies during quarantine. I just had an itch and I had to scratch it. And I sat and I watched all three of the first ones in one evening. They're so good.
The first one is definitely my favorite
out of
the series by far. But I will say when that movie came out, like Skeet Ulrich and Matthew Lillard were like my biggest boy crushes. When that movie came out because of that movie.
So I was watching it and I had to text Aaron, who's been on the show before. And I was like, why did I think Seth Green was in Scream? And he was like, you know what? For a second, I did too. The like nerdy video guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He resembles
Seth.
But in my brain, it was Seth Green. Oh, like, it wasn't just like, I was like, I thought this, but no, he just looked, no, I was like, wait a minute. I even pulled up IMDb to see if that character was played by Seth Green, like in the sequel, because I was like, so sure of it.
Oh, no. What I think, what is his name? Kenny or something? No, not Kenny. Kenny was the other camera guy. No, I know who you're talking about though.
Yeah.
He's the, never say you'll be back.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah, that guy. You know, a good horror movie. Okay, I don't want to say good, but it's one of my favorites. Because I get shit a lot for liking this movie. But Idle Hands. Seth
Green. I know you like that. Idle Hands. I haven't. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh my god! It's, you watch it. Like, it's so stupid, but I love it because it's so funny. It's Devon Sawa. What's her nuts before she got big? Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
And Seth Green, and then the other guy that I can never remember his name, but he's in like all the like late 90s, early 2000s, like, teen movies. I can't remember his name, but it's so good. It's such a good movie. I shared that movie with a couple of my friends, and they're like, what are you on? This is awful. And I'm like, you guys just have poor taste.
Speaking of poor taste in movies, my youngest sister has different tastes in scary movies than I do, and we very rarely have the same opinion. But because I have this show and I watch so many scary movies, she always asks me like which movies I would recommend. And during this whole thing, once I recommended a movie to her that she liked, two thumbs up. So then she asked again, and I recommended to her one of my favorite indie films, Hell House LLC, and she hated it. Ooh. And I was like, listen, you're wrong.
You can be wrong if you want to. Okay.
It's so good.
I've never seen that one. I'll have to.
It's very good. It's about a group of people that run a haunted house attraction.
Oh.
So it's very good. I had to like pause it and take a break because the suspense was getting to me. Like,
really?
Yeah. I had to just step away for a minute.
Now, is it one of the gory ones?
No, it's not gory. Okay. It's also found footage, which I think that might be why my sister did not like it. I love found footage movies. Like, I've watched, I think that, like, my threshold for bad horror is raised when it's a found footage. Like, I'm invested more for some reason.
So what is found footage? Is that, like...
Like, shaky cam, where it's supposed to be, like, somebody is recording it. That's part of the story, essentially.
Oh, like, so yeah, so like Blair Witch style,
right? Like Blair Witch, Quarantine/Rec. I really like Rec, which was remade in English as Quarantine. That's found footage, also.
I haven't seen those ones.
Cloverfield.
Isn't that an alien movie?
It's a monster movie.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess it could have been an alien. It was never explained where the monster come from in the movie. I think in 52 Cloverfield Lane, it's established more that it's an alien.
Huh. I've heard of it, but I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Clearly I need to watch movies.
Well, I was actually talking to my husband. I've seen so many movies that now I'm left with a bunch of garbage. But there are... like a short list of films I still have not seen that are like must see classics. And now it's like been so long, I'm worried that if I watch them, they like won't live up to my expectations.
Yeah.
So like instead of watching The Exorcist, I've been watching crap movies on Netflix that just look good. I actually turned off a movie a couple days ago because it was just so bad. Like, I didn't even give it 5 whole minutes. I was like, this movie's budget was like $5 and I can't deal. I was out.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
So Netflix movies, though, that I've watched, I watched it. Our House is about, it's kind of about like summoning ghosts, sort of.
Hmm.
It's not like super fantastic, but it's not bad. I watched this movie on Netflix called The Platform. Have you seen the Netflix trailer for it?
No.
So it's like you're in this like multi-floor prison and this platform of food goes between the floors. And so if you're on a lower floor, you don't get as much food. And it's less of a horror movie and more of like a look at like the human experience, I would say. That was good, but not scary. I saw The Girl on the Third Floor, which was bizarre. Like, it had some definite, like, Evil Dead vibes. Like, just, like, bizarre visuals of things. Not bad, but not particularly good. They remade a short film that I really like called Polaroid into a full-length film, and it was kind of boring.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So, Intruders, apparently, also released under the title Shut-In. And I watched it on Hulu. And it was a really interesting take on home invaders because this group of people, obviously they break into this woman's house and she is agoraphobic.
Oh.
So she never leaves. So she can't escape because she can't leave the house.
Yeah.
But that's not the point of what happens to the people. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't.
That but it was good. And it's on Hulu, so.
I have Hulu.
Check it out.
Okay. Speaking of home invasion movies, have you seen Us?
The Jordan Peele movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was amazing.
Creepy, it was good.
AF and amazing. So good. I like his movies. Get Out was fantastic, too. But when you said home invasion, that's what that reminded me of, that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, I don't even think of that movie when I think of home invasion movies, which usually is a subgenre I don't care for, but I watched this Intruders movie because even in like the like little tiny synopsis, it says that it's not like a straightforward home invasion movie, but Us was really good.
Yeah, very good. And like, I love how it like makes you think and he brings like social issues, you know, to the forefront with his storytelling, and it's just such a fantastic job, like all around.
He really does.
He's a genius. I love it. And who? It's so funny to like think of those movies coming from him because he's typically in the comedy realm. He comes from the comedy world, so you wouldn't necessarily think that he's going to put these like sociological thrillers together that just kind of scare the crap out of you and also make you think in a deep way.
Right. I think, you know, he's a fan of the genre and also his lived experience gives him a unique perspective.
For sure.
And I think that the fact that he was kind of an established name helped a little bit with the success, at least of Get Out.
Yeah.
Because as far as like black horror goes, it doesn't gain as much traction in the general movie world.
Yeah.
And he's managed to get some good grips on us white folk.
Yeah.
Scaring the bejesus out of us.
Yeah, I'll say.
Today's episode, obviously, not a general episode. We haven't really talked about any like history, science, or sociology behind what scares us. But I really just wanted to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's been nice catching up because it's been quite a while.
It has been a while. And you are in the process of selling your house.
I am. I did not mention that in my life update.
I'm not confident in saying that the hiatus is over and we're going to be back every other week because I know things can be kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
With house moving stuff.
Yep.
But I did want to just check in with you and check in with our listeners and let everybody know we're still here and we're going to be back.
Yeah.
It's just been bananas.
Yeah. One thing after another.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to say that we are aware and in support of the Black community with what's going on here in the States right now.
Yep.
I have always felt like this was something that was bound to happen because it's a whole lot of bullshit here.
Yeah.
So, but as a middle-class white woman, I don't really think I can speak on that experience too much. Yeah. So keep wearing your mask. And except, I guess, our New Zealand listeners, I think they beat coronavirus in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let us know if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure y'all like really took care of things out there.
I mean, I know. I know it was bad in certain places in the world, but I didn't really hear too much about New Zealand.
I think they have the benefit of being an island nation, and they also had more public support of closing things down a little more tightly and faster than we did.
Yeah.
So, So I think the latest I had seen, they were on the actual recovery, as opposed to what we're doing here in the States, which is just opening things up and riding out the status quo of this level of cases.
Yeah.
So, but I do have a story to finish us up. So this is a story written by Reddit user Mellow Yellow Sun, and it is called Not Deer. If you live anywhere in the world where you have woods or forests, you have deer. You've probably seen a deer, but if there are deer, there are not deer. We all know what a deer looks like, right? If I asked you if you knew what a deer looks like, you'd laugh at me. Of course I know what a deer looks like. But if I showed you a not deer, would you be able to tell? Not deers look like deers. Sort of. A little. A not deer is like if I asked you right now to draw a deer. See, our brains are good at pattern and shape recognition. We're designed to do that. Some biological trick to help us. So at first glance at your drawing, at your deer, it will look like a deer. Not deer are the same. But if you look a little longer, you'll notice things. Deer necks don't quite twist like that. They're not quite that long. The legs are usually necks, too spindly and long. Really, they almost look like twigs, like something using something else as stilts. Deer don't usually watch so intently either. Deer teeth aren't quite so white. Deer spots aren't quite so perfectly symmetrical. The limbs aren't quite right, like what would happen if all the bones went backwards. They don't walk like that either, a mechanical, jerky stutter, like an ill-fitting suit. Like a puppet. If you see a not deer, you will think it is a deer, unless you look a bit closer. But I wouldn't advise you to look too long. You won't want to look too long. Deer are a good disguise. Deer are harmless and timid. Not deer are not. Not deer look like deer. But deer don't look anything like that.
Interesting.
So I really like that one because, as we've talked about many times, usually there's something off about a mythical or horrific creature disguised as something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in Indian folklore, the ghost's feet are backwards, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, I found that story literally less than an hour after I found a little baby deer in my yard.
Oh, but was it a deer or a not deer?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. So, well, thanks for recording with me.
Yeah.
It was very fun. Yeah. It was nice to talk with you again. Next time we'll have to do a real episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Imaginary friends.
Imaginary friends, which I have not even begun to research.
Same thing.
All right. So listeners, we'll see you when we see you. We'll try to keep the social media updated. We miss being here every other week, but shit's just crazy, y'all.
Yeah.
So until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Are you a filmmaker or someone who enjoys independent film? Then check out the Indie Film Review for an in-depth look at all the latest indie films you probably never heard of.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll have a real good time. Eh? Get it, Dan? Real good time?
Jared, I'm quitting the podcast.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.